This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Andrew Buin, the former Clear Creek County deputy convicted of killing Christian Glass, was sentenced to 3 years. That's the maximum time for criminally negligent homicide. This morning, Sally and Simon Glass gave tear-filled statements about the loss of their son, after which Andrew Buin's mother and other family members pleaded for leniency. The judge said the case is about homicide and that Buin deserved punishment. Another Colorado Republican is entering the governor's race. This time, it's former Representative Greg Lopez, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In a videotaped message Monday morning, Lopez announced another run for governor. He highlighted affordability, public safety, and taxes in his message, as well as a call for political unity. It's his third try to nab the Republican nomination to be Colorado's top elected official. Earlier this year, Lopez finished his short-term stint as a member of Congress, finishing former Representative Ken Buck's term. Lopez joins a crowded field for the Republican primary, which is over 14 months away. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
On the Democratic side, two prominent officials have announced they're running for governor, Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser and U.S. Senator Michael Bennett. The new president of Fort Lewis College in southwest Colorado says it's critical to create an environment of support for students, especially first-generation students. Dr. Heather Schotten was herself the first in her family to go to college.
I didn't always have the tools to understand how to navigate college. 42% of our student population are first gen. I want them to feel like they have every resource that they need.
Schotten is also the first indigenous president of Fort Lewis College. About a third of the students there identify as Native American. This is CPR News and KRCC. Along the Front Range today, highs in the upper 50s or low 60s.